Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. May I have your first and your last name, please?
My name is James Santulli, S-A-N-T-U-L-L-I.
All right, and thank you. All right, and what's your zip code, please?
53711.
All right, thank you. Give me just a moment to get our account pulled up for you.
Thanks.
You're more than welcome. All right, and verify your shipping address for me.
Well, my address, the only one I have, is 6902 Schroeder Road, Schroeder, apartment number 16, Madison, Wisconsin, 53711.
All right, and thank you. All right, so this account here is from the 22nd of January. Looks like you paid $7.95 to be entered into a sweepstakes drawing for a tablet. It also gave out a monthly charge of $54.97 within five days of ordering the tab was signing up for the sweepstakes offer for the tablet. It also gave out a charge of $54.97, which that is a charge to the sweepstakes that gives you out a $125 voucher to where you can purchase items that's in the gadget store from the sweepstakes offer. So that's what that charge is for.
Oh, great. I thought when I ordered it online that it was just free except for shipping and handling and such. But you're saying here, I didn't notice that charge of $54. Is there going to be any more charges?
Now, it does reoccur each month that you're still into that sweepstakes. Yes, sir. Each month that you're paying for the membership, it will still give that $125 monthly voucher to where you can use it for anything that's in the discount shopping store.
$125? I'm only seeing $54.95 or something like that.
No, I'm saying that's what we give you for having the membership for the $54.95. We give you the $125 voucher monthly to where you can use it towards anything that's in the discount shopping store.
Okay, so I'm paying $54 per and something per month, and in return I get a $125 voucher or something like that?
Yes, sir, that is correct, because with the $54.97 that's being paid, that's keeping you into the sweepstakes drawing, and it's also giving you that discounted shopping thing for the $125 voucher.
And every month I bill $54.95. But in return, I get a $125 voucher?
Right. And you can use that voucher to order things that's in the discount shopping store.
What discount shopping stores are available? What stores does this apply to?
Now, I can have them, because it seems like you must have haven't got that voucher yet, so I can have them to send the $125 voucher over to you, and it'll have more details about what's the discounted shopping store, and it'll tell you how to go in and use that voucher as well for that discounted shopping store that's online.
Great. I mean, if I was supposed to get it, I had no idea I was getting it, and there's no sign that anybody has sent it to me and such. All I could see was that charge on my credit card and such. But please send it, I guess. When is the drawing for this contest to be come about?
Okay, so for the tablet, that's what the $7.95 was for. The $7.95 was for you to pay that so that you're entered into the sweepstakes drawing.
When is that going to happen?
Well, you're already in the drawing, but your raffle has to actually be pulled in order for you to win the tablet.
Again, how's one do about doing that?
I'm sorry, repeat that again.
I mean, when is this going to happen? I mean, when is the drawing supposed to happen?
Oh, okay, got it. The drawing is at the end of each month. Okay, I understand. It's at the end of each month. Yes, sir.
Oh, each month.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, Unless I get something, I may be here only for a couple of months. I do not want to keep on being billed $54.95. And I guess I'll look at that voucher. I might pay up the one for this month, but I might call you back and say that I don't want it for the next month and such. And for that matter, forever onward. I mean, I don't know. Well, I might still win this tablet, but if I had to pay up $54.95 per month, even if I get a $125 voucher in return, that really isn't the greatest idea for me.
Okay.
I mean, I thought I was getting a tablet.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten a couple of watches and such like through this sort of this process and such.
Mm-hmm.
But this sounds pretty complicated. I just wanted to know what was going on and let you know that mm-hmm. I might be calling you back at this number to cancel this after one
okay.
month. So I don't get billed any more $54.95 and such.
Okay, I can do that for you. You can call back if you want to, you know, go ahead and cancel it and don't want to have it for the following month. You can do that. And
right.
Let me put the email in so they can send you that $125 voucher, okay?
Yeah, please do. I mean,
okay.
Just a second here. Does this come over the internet? Because I really need it in paper because I don't have a printer or anything like that. And I don't know how to use a purely electronic thing.
Okay, now, this is how it works. Now, when they send, it's not like you have to print the $125 voucher out. When they send your information over there, that you're going to see where it's $125 voucher, but it's going to have like a code on there. So when you do go to the discount store online, once you pick out whatever you're buying, at the end, you would put that code in, and it will automatically take off whatever you didn't use on the $125 voucher.
Okay, I guess I'm going to have to use it that way, but I still find it tricky, and there's more and more evidence that I'm probably going to cancel this after 1 month or something like that.
Okay, yes, I understand.
$4.95 for 1 month, but not continuously and such. I would like to see how this voucher works. I may start to cancel it even then, because if it doesn't work very well, it's not really worth it for me.
Got it.
So I guess you've explained everything. I guess hopefully I'll win that tablet, but I don't know what's going to happen. And if I do cancel, that means I won't win the tablet, at least after the first $7.95 for the first month and such, right? I won't be entered in subsequent months and that sort of thing, huh?
Right.
Okay, thank you. You've answered my questions very much. Thank you very much. I have your telephone number, and I can call you and anybody else for this All Max Preferences or something like that.
Okay, that'd be fine.
$125 voucher, because again, until you mentioned it, I had no idea I was even getting it. But then I had no idea I was getting billed for this thing, too. All I did was on the 22nd of January, I took a quiz and I signed up for one prize, and they said it was only $7.95 for the shipping and handling. I didn't know everything else was coming in.
Yes, sir.
But thank you anyhow.
Oh, you're more than welcome, sir. And thank you again for calling customer service. And you have a wonderful day. And just keep your eye out for that $125 voucher information that's going to be sent to your email address, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a nice
day. You do the same. Thank you for calling customer service.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.